Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Happy Sunday. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I hope everyone is enjoying their three-day weekend. I know I am. I've actually got a brisket that's going on the Green Egg here in just a little bit. So if you're in the neighborhood and you want some Texas barbecue, feel free to swing by. I've got a fun show planned today, so I hope you can stick with me for the entirety. Typically, I do a labor-type show, right? A Labor Day theme show right about now, and kind of highlight just really how Americans work so much harder than everybody else on the planet. But we're not going to do that today. We're going to change it up a bit and have some fun. So what we're going to do today, I've got an article. It's entitled 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And I've actually carried this article with me for about 5 years, and I've never shared it with the show. I've got a cache of sorts in my desk, and motivational materials, educational materials, quotes, inspirational items, books, articles. Yes, I have my original Lifestyles Unlimited workshop book from the two-day that I did 7 years ago with all its notes. So this article was in there, and I've never shared it, and I thought it was time to share it, and I hope you'll find it useful, possibly some thoughts and applications you can utilize in your life and contemplate. But we listen to this show for a reason. We learn how to invest in real estate, and we share that, and we listen to this show to improve our lives and ultimately retire with passive income. So I'm going to do this article pretty much through the lens of a real estate investor. And if you miss this show, you can always pick it up on the podcast app on your smartphone, or visit the Lifestyles Unlimited website. But with that, let's get into it. This article is actually from Business Insider. It came out in November of 2015, and I actually printed it out and kept it with me. But the author is Amy Morin. I hope I'm saying her last name right, M-O-R-I-N. She's the author. She wrote a book as well entitled 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. So if you want some greater depth and detail, feel free to grab that book and check it out. She'll go into a deep dive on developing mental strengths. Okay, number one, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Well, number one, and this is in no particular order, at least I don't believe it is, they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. That is so destructive. And she actually writes, Morin says, feeling sorry for yourself is self-destructive. Indulging in self-pity hinders living a full life, wastes time, creates negative emotions, and hurts your relationship. So, so true. Look, self-pity, my friend, self-pity, it buries you on the problem, right? You get wrapped up on the problem. And when you get wrapped up in self-pity, it prevents you from developing a solution, okay? So there's no room for self-pity. I mean, it is a cold, cruel world. I tell that to my kids often, maybe not often enough. My friends, you're going to get knocked down. Many of you listening right now, you have been knocked down. Del Walmsley's been knocked down several times. Curtis Haynes, one of our best investors, he's been knocked down. But we all have our own hardships, okay? Stuff happens. What you do is you find a solution and you move forward, right? You accept the issue, make a plan, move forward. Success ultimately is about sacrifice in the beginning, my friends. Sacrifice in the beginning, nurture your resources to become successful. And you'll hear that theme as we go through this today. But I've said this often as well. When you wake up each and every day, you can choose what kind of day you're going to have. You can choose to have a good day, or you can choose to have a bad day, regardless of your walk of what part of life you're coming from, where you're at, what's going on. You can choose to have a good day or a bad day. Okay, number two, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. They don't give away their power. Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, when you finger point at others as the reason you're in a state of circumstances, finger pointing, what you're doing is you're giving away your power, right? You're saying, I'm poor, I'm dumb, I'm broke, or whatever situation, and you finger point at others, that is completely useless, okay? That's the mindset of someone who will never succeed, my friends. But there are some people that always have an excuse. Look, you can't feel like a victim and be mentally strong, right? If you wake up every day looking to be a victim, you'll be a victim, right? You'll find some something to blame others on for your situation, whether it's, you know, coworkers at work or your boss. Every time you do that, you're giving your power away. You're giving others the power, right? Instead of, let's say, I know there's some people that are going to work tomorrow, right, on Labor Day. But instead of saying, I have to work tomorrow, just change your vocabulary. Say, I choose to work. Now, you may be saying, Harrison, look, if I don't go to work, I'm going to get fired. Well, you can still choose not to go to work, right? It's still a choice. So empower yourself. In real estate, I've met people who say, I can't do what you do, or I can't do that, or I can't find a house that fits the model. Or my favorite is, I don't have time to invest in real estate, or I don't have enough money. Look, you got to start. You got to stop being a victim. You got to stop giving away your power, make choices, and move forward. That's it in a nutshell. So don't give away your power. Change your vocabulary. Take a different look on life. So our number, if you'd like to call our show, this is a live show, is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I do appreciate emails from our listeners. I respond to each one personally, and I can hear the music. They're pushing us out. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a short break.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Can you believe it is already September? My gosh, this year is flying by, even with COVID. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, bring your question about real estate investing. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, feel free to shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And we're going through this article through the lens of a real estate investor. And I've carried this article. I've had it for 5 years. It impressed me so much 5 years ago. I printed it out and kind of put it in my stash of motivational material that I keep in my desk. Number three is big. It might be the biggest one on this list. They don't shy away from change. Okay. That is huge. I can't emphasize how big that is, especially for a real estate investor, right? We're the ones that took a different path away from the conventional wisdom 401k IRA world that gets pounded into our head from a young age that that's the only way to get ahead and retire in life. That's just not true. We're different, right? We're the person at the party with the funny hat and the weird shirt, okay? We're doing it a little different. So the lady that wrote this article, Amy Morin, she actually states there's five stages of change, and she calls these pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. I have six steps, and I've done a show on these six steps regarding change and becoming a real estate investor, and I call it realization, find the right map, education, preparation, action, and repeat. So we're very similar in that action comes toward the end, and then she has maintenance, and I have repeat, right? You got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going, building that income, building it up. Let me share a story from my past. When I was in my mid-20s, I knew a very successful builder, and he told me, he said, Harrison, if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you'll never get ahead, okay? Now, when I was in my mid-20s, my wife and I were married, mid to late 20s, and we didn't have kids at the time. We had an apartment that overlooked South Shore Harbor, beautiful balcony, I mean, million-dollar views of the bay, views of million-dollar Sea Ray boats, right? And we thought we were living the life of Riley. I mean, we weren't rich, but we felt like we were. And it's amazing how fast life catches up. But I didn't take that gentleman's advice to branch out and get out of my comfort zone. But fast forward to 2013, when I'm sitting in a Lifestyles Unlimited workshop to learn about real estate investing, that gentleman's advice came back to me. If you don't get out of your comfort zone, you'll never get ahead. And you know what? In 2013, I finally listened, and it's made all the difference in the world. Okay, continuing on. Number four, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. They don't focus on things they can't control, okay? Bottom line, life is changing, evolving, shifting. You will never be able to control everything, all right? Trying to control everything is just going to load you up with stress and anxiety. Believe me, I've been there, okay? Focus on what you can control. Don't waste unnecessary time and energy on issues that are outside of your control. Instead, focus on your environment. Do what you can do, okay? In real estate, we have parameters. We have a strategy. We have a plan. It either fits or it doesn't fit, okay? You may buy a rent home and your estimate was $25,000 in repairs. You bought the house, but during the process, they might be $30,000, okay? An extra five. It happens, okay? Don't lose yourself in it. Move on. Develop a plan and move on, okay? In the huge scheme of things, $5,000 on a rent house is not a killer. Maybe you do part of the repair now and part later. I don't know, but focus on what you can, all right? The Marine Corps has a saying. They say adapt and overcome. So my friends, what I would tell you, there's always a path forward. Continuing on, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Well, they don't worry about pleasing everyone, okay? The people pleasers get stepped on, sadly, right? No good deed goes unpunished. I'm not saying you have to be a jerk in life. Definitely don't. Don't try to please everyone, okay? Have a plan, be a good person, and move forward. But trying to please everyone all the time is a waste of time. People pleasers are typically manipulated, and they miss out on opportunities, okay? Think about, if you go back to last week's show, there was a question from a lady that she emailed me, and she basically said, should I refinance debt equity out of my house to invest in rent houses? And my answer to her was, yes, you need to use every available resource at your disposal to create as much passive income as possible. And that includes rescuing debt equity out of your home. Yeah, I use the word rescue. You're rescuing it, trust me, especially in today's day and age. But this person in the email, I can tell what her concern was because her parents told her that was crazy. That was crazy. Look, if she chooses to please her parents and not pull her money, her debt equity out of her house to invest, guess what? She's going to lose out on an opportunity, okay? Your parents will love you either way. Trust me. I'll give you a second example. Dale Walmsley himself, April 2013, I'm sitting in the two-day seminar, right? Our real estate investment seminar. It's 8 days, 8 hours on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday. Day one, single family homes. Day two is multifamily properties. And I'll never forget it. He's up there and he's talking and it's almost lunchtime and he says, "Hey, I got a Tahoe. We're going to lunch. If anybody wants to ride with me, feel free to jump in." Man, I think I flew across the room and said, "Yes, I will ride with you." Okay. So I get in, there's two other folks in there and I'm sitting in the back seat and Dale's kind of, as he's driving, you know, he's really not looking at us. He's glancing in the rearview mirror and, "What do you do? What's your story? What's your story? What's your story?" It gets to me and I'm like, "Well, I have a house that I paid all cash for. It's in an IRA." I was so proud to tell him this. It's a beautiful $200,000 4-bedroom wood floors and everything. And he just kind of glanced in the rearview mirror and he said, "That's ridiculous. That's a mistake. And that I should immediately sell the house and cash out my IRA." Okay. Look, where I was in that state of life, I thought I was Johnny Boy Scout with the IRAs, the 401ks, the rent house. I went to Lifestyles Unlimited to try to learn real estate investing a little better to be more effective, right? And Dale Walmsley basically gut punched me as I'm sitting there in the back seat. He could give a you-know-what about pleasing me or telling me what I want to hear. He could have said, "Well, that's a good start. At least you're thinking right and you're on the right path." No. He didn't say that. He said, "That's ridiculous, and it's a mistake, and that I should sell the house and cash out my IRA." He told me what I needed to hear, right? My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We will be right back after a short break. Stick with me.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you have any questions at all on real estate investing, give us a call. 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335. Or please shoot me an email. I'm here to help. AskMike@luinc.com. So a little bit of housekeeping before we continue on. We have a YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited, on YouTube. I'm not sure if many of you out there are aware of it. I'll tell you this. I'm not sure if many of you are aware of how huge YouTube is. We just moved my daughter into the game room. She wanted to change her bedroom, right? So we painted the game room and all that and moved her bed and everything. And there's a giant TV in there and she's not a huge TV watcher. But what she did ask, she said, "Dad, can I get YouTube on this TV?" And we could. We were able to put the app in, but that's what the kids watch. They're not watching movies. They're not watching cable. They're watching YouTube. So all these YouTube stars or what have you, I don't know how you make money on it, but somehow they're doing unbelievably fantastic. Okay, continuing on. 13 things mentally strong people don't do. We're on number six. Number six is they don't fear taking calculated risk. That's for sure, right? That is absolutely for sure. So I want to rephrase this through the lens of a real estate investor. And I want to say, as a real estate investor, we don't fear taking educated risk. Okay? It's a mathematical equation. Emotions are set aside. Okay, you can't dwell on the house smells like cat pee. Okay, you got to get the "I don't like the house" or this or that. There, it's not a like or dislike. It is math. Okay, and it is based on truth. Okay, it's based on what's happening in the neighborhood, in that community, in that city. Right? It's based on calculations. So, look, there's no room for fear. Fear is an emotion that's going to prevent you from becoming extraordinary. Trust me, my friends. And fear is often false, We hear that term, right? False fear, right? Some people will tell you that fear is nothing more than an acronym for false evidence appearing real, okay? Knowledge, my friends, will take the fear out of risk. For instance, I don't know a darn thing about flying a plane, right? Put me behind a wheel and say, Harrison, fly us. I would be pretty nervous about our odds for success. Let's just put it that way. But there are pilots that fly every day. Statistics will tell us that flying is safer than driving. You know what the difference is? It's education and knowledge, okay? And the same goes for real estate investing. Look, I had the shakes. When I pulled the trigger on my first house, that house was tore up, and I literally had the shakes. In fact, I called my real estate realtor, right, through Lifestyles Unlimited, and I said, look, I'm scared to death. And he told me, he said, Harrison, if you don't buy it, I've got 10 other people that will. So several houses later, several passive investments later, 7 years down the road, the fear is gone. It's a mathematical equation. In fact, the fear has been replaced with outright joy and anticipation. And the difference was education and knowledge. All right, continuing on, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. They don't dwell on the past. So the lady that wrote this article, she actually states, while learning from the past helps you build mental strength, ruminating is harmful. Constantly questioning your past choices or romanticizing about the good old days keeps you from both enjoying the present and making the future as good as it can be. So I couldn't have said that any better myself, right? You can't have regret at all. For me, at times, I do look back and I say to myself, why didn't I get into real estate sooner than 2013? But I can't kick myself. And I also say, why didn't I go multifamily when I first started? But I didn't. And I can kind of kick myself for that. Or why didn't I go faster from 2013 to 2016 and do more and more and more? But I can't dwell on it, okay? I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for what I have now. I'm thankful for our path forward. Every year, it gets bigger and better. So don't dwell on the past, my friends. Learn from it and get excited about tomorrow. Number eight, they don't make the same mistakes over and over. This one sounds so basic, okay? I mean, some of you out there are driving or you're listening to the show and you're like, well, yeah, of course, don't make the same mistake over and over. Easier said than done. This one, that is so self-destructive, yet there are people out there that we know, we all know somebody, we all know several somebodies that do the same darn things over and over. And it's mistake after mistake, and they keep expecting they'll get a different result. And it's not, right? So for us, a mistake serves one purpose, to learn and hopefully teach others, right? If you can teach someone from your mistake so that they don't make that mistake, what a gift that would be. What an incredible gift that would be. Well, let me tell you, that's exactly what Lifestyles Unlimited is. In fact, when you attend the 2-day seminar at Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell or whoever's teaching the class, David Fisher or others, they will tell you at one point to turn to the last page in the book and say, I will not do what Dell says. And why do the instructors say that? Well, they say that because invariably somebody is always going to go against the model, right? We have a certain model, we have a certain strategy that we use, but somebody's always going to do it and they're going to game the system, right? They think that they know something that 40,000 other investors across the country don't know. They'll take a shortcut, they'll try to game it, something's not right, and that person invariably will get burned, okay? Dell already made the mistakes early on, and he created the best practices. So, essentially, don't make the same mistake over and over, and we'll teach you in real estate investing not to make those mistakes, okay? And we'll tell you why. All right, continuing on, number nine, they don't resent others' success, okay? How wasteful is that? This is a big one as well. Personally, I think envy might be the worst of the quote unquote seven deadly sins. It is a complete waste. You should be happy for other folks' successes. Okay. You should absolutely be 100%. There's nothing greater than the rags to riches American story. And we hear it all the time, right? I love it. That's why we have case studies as well, not for people to get up and brag, but it's an affirmation of a plan. It's an affirmation of success. And we see it each and every month at our case studies. But again, people aren't up there bragging. It's for people to see and learn. And it's affirmation that our system works, that our plan works, that our methods work. Continuing on, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Number 10, they don't give up after the first failure. That's a good life lesson in general. We've all heard the stories, right? There's Colonel Sanders. I think he had to try 900 people before he found somebody that would actually cook his chicken recipe. There's the story about Edison and the light bulb. He basically said he didn't fail 900 times. He essentially knew what didn't work each and every time, right? He called it 900 successes. And then there's the metaphor. It's not when you get knocked down. It's all about getting back up. Look, once you get to Lifestyles Unlimited, you may have fallen before you got to us. We don't accept failure here. In fact, our rule number two is don't lose money. Don't lose money. Every deal must cash flow. So don't give up after your first failure. And if you hadn't found us yet, you found us now. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back with the last segment after a short break.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you'd like to send me an email with any real estate questions you have, I'm happy to help. My email is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, we're going through an article that I've had for over 5 years. I came across it 5 years ago. It's 13 things mentally strong people don't do. We've got three left, three more items, right? We've done 1 through 10. And if you miss that, you can always pick us up on the podcast, just any podcast app on a smartphone. You can find Lifestyles Unlimited and the Dale Walmsley Show there, so you can find my show and the shows from some of the other hosts, Andy Webb, Al Gordon, Dale Walmsley himself. Or you can go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button. All of our shows are there. And now you'll find the shows on YouTube, on a YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited. So we're moving up in the world. Let me tell you, my friends, you want to learn how we do it, what we do, how we make money five ways on a single-family property, I suggest you start with a free workshop. You can feel free to attend, essentially, virtually. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshop.com. livestream.com. It's interactive. This is not a webinar. It's not a video. Our next, our next workshop's here looking September 8th, September 10th, September 12th, September 15th, right? There's still time to make this a successful year. I know it's been trying for a lot of people between pandemic and all the other noise that's going on out there, but you want to do something productive? Attend one of our workshops. At least answer that question. If what we're doing is for you, if real estate investing is for you, maybe it's not, but I think it'll open your eyes and you'll see a different way to create passive income, a different way to create wealth, right? Don't fear the change. Mentally strong people do not fear change. If you like what we're doing and you want to join our membership, listen up, it's only $297 for 2 years, okay? That just changed as of September 1st. $297, full benefits of our membership. That's at financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Traditionally, we'll have a two-day, 16-hour class, and that's been broken up on live stream into four parts, if you want to do it that way for ease. Okay, let's continue on. 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Again, this is from Business Insider, written by Amy Marin. I hope I'm saying your name right, Amy. Came out in November of 2015, which was 5 short years ago, my friends. 5 short years ago, and it meant something to me then, and I've carried it, and I haven't shared it, so I wanted to share it today. Number 11, mentally strong people don't fear alone time, right? We all know those people that are just, they're needy. They've got to have somebody there with them all the time. I think mentally, maybe it's psychological, right? But don't fear the alone time. I think everyone really needs time alone occasionally. And here and there, I'm not saying every other month you need to go to the beach and recharge for 2 weeks. Wouldn't that be nice? But you just need some alone time occasionally just to recharge, reflect, right? You don't have to get a cabin in the middle of nowhere. It could be taking a walk on a daily basis or every other day. Or for me, working in the yard, right? You're kind of on your own and you're doing a portion of the yard. Even if my wife helps me in the yard, but she's doing her thing, I'm off on the other side of the yard, but it allows me time to think. I don't mind being alone at all. It's rare for me. I have 3 kids, okay, in our home, so it's rare that you're alone. But Marin, she says that being alone can increase productivity, increase your empathy. It sparks creativity. That it does. It's good for mental health, and it offers restoration. So don't fear being alone, my friends. Number 12, mentally strong people don't feel the world owes them anything. And that is so true, my friends. No one owes you anything. That kind of goes back to some of this victimhood that's suddenly all the rage in our country today. It's a huge issue in society. I mean, there's a lot of people that feel they're entitled, right? They're entitled to free education. They're entitled to free health care. They're entitled to free housing. They're entitled to free food. On and on. Where does it end, right? Where does it end, okay? Those beliefs will only keep people poor and dependent. That's true. Those beliefs will keep people poor and dependent. The more you're entitled to, then you're just in a rage because you're not getting your free education. You're not getting your free health care. You're not getting your free housing. You're not getting your free food. On and on and on. That is so destructive. And here, there's a side issue to that. Look, when you actually earn something, the satisfaction is 1,000 times greater than when someone gives you something. Okay, right? How do we look at giveaways? Free stuff pretty much there's no value to it, all right? And when you start giving stuff away for free, it increases the demand more and more and more. And if you're waiting for the world to give you what you think you're owed, you're going to be waiting a long time because there's always going to be something on your list. Look, and it's in nature, right? In nature, eventually, the mother bird pushes the baby bird out of the nest. And that baby bird at that time can either choose to fly and catch its own food or can lay down and die. Okay? Nature demands that you succeed on your own. So strong people know the world doesn't owe you anything. Number 13, last but not least, they don't expect immediate results. Okay? Don't expect immediate results. Mentally strong people realize that there's a time frame to results. Okay? You can't be impatient. Self-growth develops slowly. It develops slowly. Mentally weak people are impatient, right? So you need to keep your eye on the prize. And you also need to think of your efforts as a marathon, not a sprint, right? So let's look at that through real estate investing. We get our first house, house number one. It's going to average about $400 per month, right? So you're not going to retire off of $400 per month. That is mile one of a 26-mile marathon, okay? So you compound. So you go from one house, and let's say in 6 months later, you're able to take down that second rental house. Now you're at $800 per month, right? The initial $400, maybe that pays your car note. The second $400, that might pay your utilities, okay? Then you get the third house. Maybe it's a year later. So you're in year two, and you have the third house. Now you're bringing home an average of an extra $1,200 a month, right? Things are now starting to change for the positive. Would $1,200 a month, what is that, about $14,000 a year, would that start to make a change in your life and tax-free income, right? If we're doing it right, if we're depreciating it right, and we've set the deal up right, it's tax-free. So now things are starting to change. And if you're still working and you don't need to spend that $1,200 a month, you can save it and save it and save it. And now at the end of year two, you've now got house number four. You take down house number four, and once you get it stabilized, once you get a great resident in there, the rent's getting paid, right? They pay their rent, and then we pay the principal, the interest, the taxes, and the insurance. And so now you're at $1,600 a month. Things are definitely starting to change, right? You can see it. And again, if you can compound that, right? Don't eat your seed corn, as John Price says. Boom. Next thing you know, before you know it, you got house number five. Now you're at an extra $2,000 a month. What does that do for you? Well, $24,000 a year. Are you starting to see how things change? But again, we're only in year three, right? And actually, in Lifestyles Unlimited, we have people that retire within 3 years, within 5 years. So there is a way to do it much, much faster. But I'm just trying to show you, this is a marathon, right? It's not a sprint. It takes time. And maybe you go multifamily investing, and you're in one deal, and then two deals, and then three deals, and the cash flow starts coming in. So it's a marathon, right? Self-growth is a marathon. Reading every day, reading something. I'm trying to learn. I take the time each and every week to learn something about real estate and to do some sort of self-growth within, internally, right? Whether it's Audible books or, in fact, I'm reading a book right now called Stop Acting Rich by Thomas J. Stanley. And you may have heard of him. He wrote The Millionaire Next Door. It's common sense stuff, but it's good. Keeps me sharp. Again, it's a marathon, right? It's a continuation. It is not a sprint at all. So really, in the words of my friend and mentor, David Fisher, he said it better than anybody. He said, start with good choices and compound them. One rent house won't retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 won't retire you, but it's a start. The point is, make one good choice for yourself. And that's it. That's it for the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday, and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.